Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, and a special welcome into the Holy Week season. Began on Palm Sunday, and we enter into the days in which it really speeds up, the time in which Jesus is with his disciples, ultimately leading to the cross, but ultimately to that empty tomb on Sunday. Tonight is an important night as we take in what happened in the upper room that Thursday night, what significance it had on those disciples, and what significance it has on us. I'd like to give a special welcome to those who are viewing with us online. God's peace be with you and his blessings be with you this Holy Week. And it is kind of it is very nice having a cozy group here. That's really what was happening in the upper room. We're together. We're going to see what Jesus gives to us tonight, his body, his blood, and why that makes such a tremendous difference in how we live our lives and live lives with great confidence. Before we begin, just a note about the service, a couple notes about the service. We are going to be taking communion as a group all together. There will be a time to share the words of institution, and then we will commune all together as one. I'll guide you through that moment. And then at the conclusion of the service, you'll, of course, take your empty communion package, and as the usher guides you out the door, you can place it into a container on your way out. One other note that's unusual about this service is the very end of the service. If you turn to the back of your bulletin, you'll notice something that's titled The Stripping of the Altar. We'll have that song, Were You There, sung. And then we're going to ask you to just remain in your pews as the altar is stripped and also as the communion ware is taken into the sacristy. What is that all about? That's really about the speed and the change that happens, moving from Monday, Thursday, to the time in which Jesus is betrayed, quickly to Good Friday, when Jesus is put onto the cross. Also during that time, Karen Stanley is going to read Psalm 22. Why Psalm 22? That's the psalm Jesus quoted on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was referencing Psalm 22. When you hear those words, it just brings to us emotions about what he was feeling and experiencing on the cross. Go ahead and just stay in your seats during the stripping of the altar. Once it is all concluded, an usher will come forward and guide you out, and you can be on your way. Good Friday service tomorrow night is at 7 p.m., and then on Easter, we have a drive-in communion service at 11 a.m. out in our parking lot, a great day to celebrate the resurrection day, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. I think that does it. I share those details because the end of the service does end rather abruptly and ends with just the stripping of the altar, and then the ushers will come your way and guide you out. God's blessings on your worship. We have a special beginning to our worship. We're going to listen to a song that was sung back on April 6, 2014 by our choir, That Old Rugged Cross.